Well, welcome to another episode of our Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It's presented by Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast where we have in-depth conversations with the leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector, the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology all converge. And today I'm excited to sit down with one of those entrepreneurs, Joanne Zhang. She's the co-founder of Phytoption. Joanne, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Gary.
First, a little introduction. The company is a fascinating company. It really gets to the heart, I think, of the ag bioscience movement in Indiana. But give us an introduction to you, Joanne, your background, where you grew up, and how you got to where you are today.
Sure. I'd be happy to. I will use a few words to describe myself first. Mm-hmm. I'm a scientist, mm-hmm. a mother with health conscious, mm-hmm. and a business person. So I have lived in the States for 20 years. I grew up in China. I'm a citizen now. My career started as a food scientist in a global company about 20 years ago. Then I became a business professional after I received my MBA degree from Penn State University. Mm-hmm. And over the years, I could not resist my dream to do something more impactful in the business world. So I started Phytoption.
Give us a description, because like I said, it's a fascinating company. But Phytoption, what's it all about?
Phytoption, if you look at the word phyto option, we are using plant origin ingredients to make functional ingredients for food, cosmetics, and pharmaceuticals.
Give us some examples of what that involves, because I know parts there, if you will. Talk about what it's all about, some examples.
Sure, yes. So let's say, using plant origin ingredients, that means we transform the major crops, such as corn, rice, peas, mm-hmm. into functional, green, and sustainable ingredients for the food, pharmaceutical, cosmetics. And in our mission, we have two keywords. One is innovation. Second mm-hmm. is sustainability. So that requires the science, the technology, and also the thinking about how to make the natural ingredient functional. Mm-hmm.
When did the company launch, and have you changed or pivoted along the way?
We launched the company about 8 years ago. We started the company, my co-founder, Dr. Yao, and myself start the company by licensing the technology from Purdue University. Over the years, we had ups and downs. The ups, such as we have received the grants from the National Science Foundation, over $1 million. The downs, like, we went through things, we find out some work, some doesn't work, and we pivot. For example, while we're working the cosmetic ingredients, we realized that the cost is too high for food mm-hmm. application. So we pivot to another technology, which becomes our second technology platform.
Being an entrepreneur and an innovator is really an important part of the whole process, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The whole process requires dedication, mm-hmm. requires a lot of scientific knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Food innovation, food tech, you talk about new ingredients for products. We've covered not a lot of that on this podcast, so eager to learn a little bit more about it, because it's an increasingly important segment of the ag bioscience space. Why do you think what you're doing, the area that you're in, has so much potential?
First of all, I'm happy to know your interest. Food innovation, food tech is such an important topic. First, the industry is huge. Mm-hmm. It represents over $1 trillion revenue mm-hmm. every year. Mm-hmm. And second, as we all know, everybody needs food. It's mm-hmm. important in mm-hmm. our life. Mm-hmm. So as I think, there are several major needs the industry and the supply chain requires innovation. Mm-hmm. The first major need is food security, mm-hmm. how to feed the growing population. Mm-hmm. The second is health and nutrition. What good ingredients or good poor product we can provide to improve the human health. Mm-hmm. And the third is sustainability. What adverse impact we can reduce on the environment. Mm-hmm. And the last one is the efficiency throughout the whole mm-hmm. supply chain. What mm-hmm. technology we can use to reduce waste, to improve accessibility, convenience, productivity, mm-hmm. etc. Mm-hmm. There's so much information we can talk.
Right, right. You participated in Agrinovis' Ag Bioscience Startup Show showcased last April. You know, I think there's so many indicators that Indiana's entrepreneurial ecosystem is growing. As an early stage company, what kind of additional support is needed here, in your view, and to help advance business?
First of all, I'm so proud and also so grateful to be part of the AgriNova's ecosystem. Mm-hmm. AgriNova's has provided tremendous support since the beginning. Mm-hmm. Last April, as you just mentioned, I showcased Phytoption in the showcase. In addition to that, we participate in another exciting event sponsored by AgriNova's, which was the G-Beta Ag Bioscience Accelerator. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think that AgriNova's reputation is growing across the country. I hope it's more visible to the investor community. Mm-hmm. So there will be more investors from Indiana, from Midwest, from the coasts, mm-hmm. come to invest in the innovation in food, ag, and related mm-hmm. area.
Yeah. Well, and that may be part of it, but what, in your view, makes Indiana a good place to stay and build an ag bioscience company?
Well, I think that's very interesting because I live in Indiana for 14 years. I can speak from my mm-hmm. experience. I think Indiana is very business friendly to both corporations mm-hmm. and to startup. And second, the cost of living here is very reasonable, which make it easy to attract a human resource. Mm-hmm. And third is that I feel the wonderful universities in mm-hmm. Indiana are providing cutting edge science and technology support, mm-hmm. as well as the communities nurturing the mm-hmm. innovation.
Well, you mentioned that support from Purdue. You began to grow Phytoption while you were a researcher and faculty member at Purdue. Got to believe you've received some support from Purdue, the foundry, which is a great asset not only for Purdue but the state of Indiana. How has the transition from academia to business leader, entrepreneur, CEO been for you?
Sure. First of all, my co-founder, Dr. Yan Yao, is a faculty member at mm-hmm. Purdue. He's been a faculty member since 2005. Because of that, we have received tremendous support from Purdue University, from mm-hmm. the department, from Agriculture College, from Purdue Foundry, mm-hmm. Purdue OTC. And I believe that Mr. Mitch Daniels' strategy in building the local ecosystem is very effective. Mm-hmm. Many startups, including us, really appreciate what Purdue is providing. Mm-hmm. And in terms of my own career path, I left my corporate director mm-hmm. position to operate on startup. Mm-hmm. It was a huge change. Mm-hmm. During the transition, I realized that although I thought I would have prepared myself, but it was not enough. Only after I became the full-time CEO of Phytoption, I realized I'm my own finance person. I'm my own marketing person, my sales person, mm-hmm. HR person, and technician. All you can name it.
Yeah.
So being an entrepreneur really requires a lot of dedication, mm-hmm. flexibility, hard work, and persistence. Mm-hmm. It is a different career from any other type.
Mm-hmm. Good. What can we expect next from Phytoption? What's out there? What's next?
We are actually in a very exciting stage. Right now, we are raising a seed fund mm-hmm. to support the scaling up of the production for the food ingredients. Once this round is closed, we will be a proud manufacturer in Indiana.
Wow. And you're going to manufacture in the state?
Yes.
In the state? Good. Well, that is something we're going to have you back on to talk about, because that's exciting. Joanne Zhang, the co-founder of Phytoption, great perspective and a great example of innovation and entrepreneurship in the ag bioscience space. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Well, thank you as well for joining us on this week's edition of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It is a weekly production partnership between AgriNova's Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And if you are an ag bioscience entrepreneur like Joanne, be sure to apply for AgriNova's Ag Bioscience Startup Showcase. It is April 30 this year. The deadline to apply is February 28. So remember, February 28th, the deadline. All you have to do to register is visit bit.ly/ab Showcase app for more information. Also, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can share Ag Bioscience stories like this one with more and more people. Thanks for joining us this week. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next week.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Bridget O'Reilly, Libby Fritz, and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.